Let's go on to the forms, starting with short story, which my experience with short stories are, I was a creative writing major in college, so I spent 3 years writing short stories. I moved down to Texas for a year and didn't work, just spent a year writing short stories. So I wrote 2 novellas and a half a dozen short stories in that time. So I'm familiar with the form pretty well.
Okay, what's a novella?
A novella is about 100 to 120 pages in length. It's not quite the length of a novel, but it tells a story with an arc that is larger than a short story but smaller than a novel. So, yes.
Do you find that short stories are basically written with a compacted time frame and mm-hmm. a compacted number of people?
Mm-hmm.
Like a short story about a weekend of turmoil in a family or something like that.
It definitely can be. Short stories can also be isolated incidences that, you know, happen while we're in this room. I think the way that you're framing it, you're talking about it, relates to structure and how you're going to make, you know, a story propel. You know, you have the inciting action and then, you know, the weekend goes awry, but then at the end they bring it together or something like that. And yes, short stories are good for experimenting with structure, understanding structure on a smaller scale.
Okay. They're not necessarily easier to write.
They're not necessarily easier to write. But they are kind of the playing ground, and I think the ideal way to start writing, because it has all sorts of forms in there. It has poetic sentiments. You can have poetic sentiments in a short story, and at the same time, they're not starkly on a page. You know how you read a poem and it can be very daunting because it's only, you know, a few lines on a page. And when you start writing poetic sentiments in a short story, you're sheltered by the rest of the prose around it. It's not something that has to stand alone naked by itself. It's something that you can fit in there a line or two and it can just feel beautiful for a little bit. And if you find as you're writing short stories that's the type of thing that you really like when you're writing a short story, that you're writing for those moments, that's when you can start moving into poetry, I think.
Could you give us an example of poetic sentiment in a...
If I had a book, I mean, they exist in all sorts of books. You'll be reading a story, and you'll be enjoying it for the way that the narrative is unfolding,
right.
And all of a sudden there'll be a moment, a burst of inspiration with a description.
Okay.
And that's
so
what I'm talking about.
It's not actually a poem.
No, not actually a poem, but the same sentiment that you might get from a poem
right.
is what you'd be picking up in these lines.
And a poetic way for the author to express themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's, if you find that you're writing for those moments, mm-hmm. it might be more enjoyable for you to start pursuing poetry. Mm-hmm. Now, if you find you're writing a story because you love having characters A, B, and C meet up at D to accomplish E. You know, if you enjoy the mechanical creation of a story, that might be something you'd like to pursue for a novel, because novels are the Brooklyn Bridge of structural story writing. You know, if you don't have a good structure for a novel, it's going to be very hard for people to want to get into it, and it's going to be very hard for people to want to purchase it if you wanted to sell it.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes. That has a wonderful structure, 3 separate parts. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to learn within the short story, because when you're writing a short story, it's a much smaller creation. You know, if a novel is the Brooklyn Bridge, the short story is a toaster. You know, it's a lot easier to figure out the moving parts there. Also, if you were interested in writing plays or screenplays, short stories are wonderful because you can experiment with dialogue without having to write necessarily 2 hours worth of dialogue. So you have all these things, and as you're writing short stories again and again, you can determine which things speak to you, and then you can either pursue that avenue, or you can just continue writing short stories, because if short stories really are where the masters perform in a way, you know, contemporary masters. Novels are what survive the ages, and there are short stories that survive as well. like James Joyce and Henry James and
the
things like that.
Especially.
Yeah. They survive. But if you're thinking about contemporary masters, short stories are generally where it's at. So
I remember for a while I got keen on O. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his stories were alike.
Yeah.
And they took up to the very end, and then there was the last paragraph was.
Like, what's the most famous one? The one where Gift of the Magi.
The Gift of the Magi, that was such a punch at the end, yeah.
Have you ever read The Gift of the Magi?
No.
It's the one where there's the husband and wife, and the wife cuts her hair in order to get her husband a very nice fob watch, or a watch fob, and then he sells his watch in order to get her hairpins.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the type of stuff O. Henry writes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the two things that they're proudest of, her with the gold watch.
And who's the author?
O. Henry.
O. Henry, yeah. Oh, it's a great story.
The Captain of Magi.
Yeah.
Yeah.